This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the networks, the GCN Live Radio Network, USA radio stations, as well as Salem Media stations in some of the biggest markets across the country, and not to forget about our local independent stations that are scattered all over in between here, there, and everywhere. Now, I would like to also say hello to the internet listeners that are listening to us in India, over in Germany, and a particular group of people that's over in Israel right now. That's Bill Bunkley's group. And it's 7 hours ahead of us, so it's 10 o'clock, so they're probably making their way through the rest of their tour right now. But I was told they do listen to the program over there because it's in their wheelhouse hours that they're up, so good. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that is working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks very much for keeping our great country rolling along. That goes for the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes for the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail carriers out there, too, the haulers. And it goes for our suicide jockeys hauling all the petroleum products that we need to have so we can go where we need to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. It's very simple. We're on Facebook as the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. The Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's how you find us on Facebook. Follow us and you'll be able to see what we're doing. Now, MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Donald Trump's Truth Social website, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there and find out everything that's going on, and you can actually talk to us over there. Send us an email, and we try to answer all the emails we get. Sometimes we don't see them for a while because it takes a slow boat to China to get here, but once in a while it'll come right straight to us. So if it does, it does. If it doesn't, I didn't forget you. All right, over to California, where it's hotter than a you-know-what. We've got good old Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Is there truth to the rumor you're sitting by the pool with an iced tea with ice cubes in it?
Well, I mean, it's dark, but no, but probably tomorrow, though. Saturday and Sunday, all bets are off, absolutely.
Okay, well, if it gets too hot, don't now remember, when the ice cubes melt before you're done drinking a tea, it's time to go in.
That's right.
All right, and that was July 28, 2021, in the Nancy Pelosi comment. I see it right here again. When she
That's right, yeah, Nancy Pelosi, yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
And she shot down Biden for what he's doing now. Yeah.
That's she did, and then she flip-flopped about it later on when they all figured out, hey, let's make this thing happen.
Well, there's one thing we're not going to flip-flop on, and that's saying the pledge. You ready?
Wait.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, it was a bad day for the liberals yesterday. and the progressives and the whatever, the woke community, because another state was heard from. Their Supreme Court, the Indiana Supreme Court, upheld their state's abortion ban.
That's true. That's what we hear. So a very interesting decision there as well. And you're right. I think that certainly the left is looking at this as a catastrophe all day long on Friday and Thursday for that matter. And I think there's more to come from the Supreme Court. And of course, the big mantra is going to be look at this conservative court. The court's illegitimate. The president himself said it's not a normal court. The president himself said that the court can't be the last word on something. But of course, Captain, as you know, it is the last word on
something. Read the Constitution, Joe.
Well, exactly. But again, they want to go and they want to rile up the voters, and they're more than happy to speak falsehoods to them in order to make them think that somehow these Supreme Court justices are just ganging up to make sure that their lives are all miserable and their student loans have to be repaid, et cetera, et cetera. So the Democrats are trying to do this whole thing as an operation of sorts.
Did you see Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman from Minnesota, the wearing the Islamic headdress and the Islamic garb, making a comment that white people in the United States just don't want to see black and brown people excel?
Well, that's more racial division. It's patently false.
Yep.
It's not true. I think you've got some people. So you're going to find people around that have racist proclivities, regardless of what race they are. But that's not the general thrust of the United States. She's wrong.
Well, you know that. I know that. But somebody somewhere along the line is going to believe it and take it to be the gospel, because if nobody challenges them, you don't know.
Well, but this is again part of the. It's a procedure that they're doing. It's a strategy, and so they just go out there. They say this kind of stuff, and you know, it's almost akin to yelling fire in a crowded movie house to some degree. Because if all you want to do is simply rile people up and make them think that it's okay to hate their neighbor, that's not right.
Hold that thought, my friend. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to take a little break here. Your stations are going to pay a few bills. We are, too. I'm going to get me another glass of water, and I'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I want to take a moment to let you know how grateful I am personally to have you as part of this audience. We here at this radio station are very well aware that our success is all about folks like you listening on our airwaves, visiting our websites, and most importantly, doing business with our advertisers. It means a lot because the absolute best, most effective way to support our efforts of supporting America is to support the advertisers that you hear on the station and see on our websites. We believe in those businesses that partner with us, which is why we encourage you to consider them the next time you're in the market for what they have to provide. And if you do, make sure to tell them that you heard about them on this station. Additionally, if you are a business and would like to increase traffic through your real and virtual doors, then maybe it's time for you to become one of our advertisers. You won't regret it, so get started today by calling Steve Baltimore at 813-349-8240. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
And you know, that applies to all of the stations wherever you're listening to us right now, around the country and around the world, because we appreciate you very much. We appreciate you very much in everything that you do. All right, let me bring Kyle Warren back into the mix here. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, I want to mention something. We do have a caller on the line, but before we get to the caller, apparently yesterday Joe Biden dismissed his bad polling numbers by saying something which technically is correct. I can't disagree. They were the same when I ran and won. Well, they were to a certain degree, but yeah, you know, we also know that the ballot boxes in some cases more than likely got stuffed, because when you got more people showing up to vote than there are registered voters, you got a problem.
Well, also, too, there was the notion that Biden was in the basement. You had Donald Trump, who was a known commodity. Biden, of course, has been in politics for almost 50 years by that point, but was not Donald Trump. So they tried to parlay that, which they were able to some degree. But here we go, Captain. Joe Biden has these poll numbers. Why not? But his record is now there for all to see. He's not the same Joe Biden that ran in 2020. He doesn't have the same the starting point anymore.
And I was in the line at the grocery store yesterday when somebody was talking about the economy and the price of groceries and how expensive they were. And a couple of black ladies up in front of me were buying their groceries. I guess they were tag-teaming each other trying to buy for their families or whatever because they were traveling together, obviously. One was driving the other and whatnot. But the one woman turned around. She goes, "Thank you, Joe Biden."
Oh, wow.
Right, in the middle of the grocery line.
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, I thought to myself, I said, okay. Now, one other little thing, then we'll get to our caller. James Comer, Congressman Comer, said about Biden's business dealings that it was organized crime what was going on because the amount of money is no longer a million, two, three, eight, 8.3. It's now up into the teens of millions and maybe even higher of dollars that he got when he was vice president, as well as whatever else Hunter was dipping his fingers into.
Well, that's right. And it seems that James Comer was quoted, I think, in the Daily Mail, saying basically that the committee has now identified what they call six specific policy decisions, quote unquote,
yep,
where President Joe Biden acted, where they can't come to any other conclusion, Captain, they say, other than he was compromised. That's very significant.
Yep. All right, let's go to the caller. So hang on. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where you're calling from? Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? All right. So much for the caller.
Yeah, sometimes we lose the caller or they're not there, yeah.
Well, whatever. If they want to call back, they can. It's up to them. Now, four swing states will be determining the 2024 presidential election. One of them's got to be Florida, right?
I believe so. This comes from a forecast of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. They published now their first forecast for 2024, talking about the Electoral College, and they mention Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. They say whoever wins those states, I suppose all four of those states, will likely also win the presidency, at least at this early stage of everything. And we have to emphasize this is very early on.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I don't doubt that. I think I just find it very hard to believe that this is going to be that close of an election because I know from what I've been told and from what I've seen, and I know that's going on, by individuals that are doing this, checking, rechecking, investigating, that they're aware of things that were done in the past that won't be done in the future because they've caught on to them as far as what they were up to. And as far as ballot box stuffing and all that sort of stuff, there have been some laws changed around the country. The only problem is going to be maybe the courts, because a lot of this stuff is going to wind up in the courts as to whether or not ballots can be counted or not counted if they show up 8 hours after the polls close.
Right. I mean, eventually the election comes to some conclusion or voting comes to a conclusion, and that's another tack that the Democratic Party elite take. You've heard Hillary Clinton talk about the idea, well, we're moving to one person, one vote, and they talk about this. Of course, they want to get rid of the Electoral College,
right.
But what they want to do is I'll just say this briefly, what they want to do is they want to create this aura that somehow voting is all being suppressed, and you've got to keep the voting going because somebody's out there, the boogeyman's trying to get you not to vote. But the voting has to stop at some point. The election has to be over at some point. You can't just keep finding more votes everywhere. That's not the way it's supposed to be.
Let's say we do something as simple as this, and this is my suggestion. Let's say the polls open at 7 o'clock in the morning for a number everywhere in the country, local time zone 7 a.m., okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say then that they close at 7 o'clock at night. You got 12 hours to vote. And if you can't get in there and cast a vote in person in those 12 hours, then guess what? Too bad, so sad. Your vote doesn't count. They don't count a single vote that shows up at 7:01, 5, 10, 8 o'clock, whatever, at night, because they're outside the time frame. They don't count. How about if we start doing something like that? And if people want to guarantee they vote, then do the absentee ballot thing.
And that seems to be a very a reasonable, sort of simple approach to it. But what happens is you come in, you muddy up the waters by saying, well, I mean, it's not fair, and this kind of thing.
It is fair.
Now, of course. Well, exactly. Of course it is. But again, but it's a way to keep it all going and muddy up the system so much that we don't even know where these votes are coming from in many cases.
Oh, and I forgot to mention voting early, too, because instead of voting a month early, which is ridiculous, how about giving them a week to vote early? Not 2 weeks, not 3 weeks, 1 week, 7 days to do the early voting.
Well, and you're right. And early voting is something that also helps the convenience of voting. But here's the thing. If you vote, let's say you vote a month before the election is actually occurring. Now, and you've cast your vote. Your vote is deemed cast. You're not going to be able to go change your vote. But what happens if there's a huge revelation that comes out and you say, you know, I never would have voted for that candidate if I knew that huge revelation? Well, mm-hmm. It's already too late. And so it does actually, I think, skew elections and actually can, in some ways, subvert the will of the people.
Well, I agree. But again, the way to do it is to restrict the voting hours, not to make it more open it up more for higher, you know, longer hours to vote, this, that, and the other, because there's too much opportunity for too much craziness to happen during the extra time and all that sort of stuff. If the voting ends at 7 o'clock at night, period, across the country, whatever the local time zone is, that's it. End of story. Anything comes in after that doesn't count.
And I'm so glad you say this, Captain, because what it also brings up is the idea of responsibility. We all have to be responsible in some way to make sure that if we want our vote to count, that we find a way to vote and we make it stick. You know, and otherwise, you know, you can't account for irresponsibility.
All right. Well, here comes the music. We'll be right back. Bottom of the hour, stations get a chance to identify themselves, pay some bills, give you the weather and all that good stuff. Kyle and I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it is the weekend edition coming across your radio dial. I'll be right back with more.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA USA News Update. The Supreme Court has struck down President Biden's earlier student debt relief plan, so he's announcing another one. Biden detailed how this new plan differs from the original.
We will ground this new approach in a different law than my original plan, the so-called Higher Education Act. That will allow Secretary Cardona, who's with me today, to compromise, waive, or release loans under certain circumstances.
Biden argues that Republicans snatched away hope for millions of Americans. Republicans largely agreed with the Supreme Court ruling Friday, which said Biden's student loan relief was wrong to go around Congress. Wall Street's closing sharply higher to cap a strong first half. Encouraging inflation news sparked a broad rally with tech shares leading the way. Apple added 2% to trade above the $3 trillion market cap. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 285 points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, if you're having problems with your lower extremities, your ankles, your feet, your legs, your knees, and you got swelling, you got inflammation, you got whatever's going on there, build up of water, build up of fluid, then give them a call over to Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, 727-896-4615. They are my doctor of choice when it comes to podiatry. They identified my problem, they helped me with my problem, and they literally saved my life by doing so. because of the fluid buildup that was actually going to kill me. So there you go. Now, I got rid of all that, and I'm in much better shape now, and I look forward to staying that way for several years to come yet. But if you're having problems and you're not getting anywhere, 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, tell them the captain sent you, could save your life too. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, so Russia, sounding off again. I guess he's called the foreign minister, Mr. Lavrov, calls for the UN Security Council membership to be expanded. Who do they want to add?
Well, yeah, isn't that something that they really want to do this? Because here we go again. I think it's escaping me here real briefly who they want to add, but the idea, of course, of the UN Security Council is already fraught with problems because Russia actually rotates into being the leader of the Security Council.
They are now.
From time to time. Yes, exactly. And so that's not good because, you know, obviously what's happening in Ukraine is unacceptable, and it's incongruous with what the UN Security Council is really all supposed to be about.
Is China part of the UN Security Council? I don't think so.
I believe they are. Yes, that's
they
right.
Are.
But what they want to do, they want to bring in more representation. They say to Asian, African, Latin American countries, because they say that there's a Western domination of the world. This kind of thing, which actually just simply means, of course, that Russia wants to do what it wants to do. It wants to bring in partners that they think are going to be sympathetic to them and continue on their merry way.
Now, the Taiwanese foreign minister is claiming that China is falsely reporting and repeating the origin of the Second World War.
Yes, exactly right. So these are the Taiwanese officials, and I believe this is their foreign minister. I think China might be repeating what we saw as the origin of the Second World War.
Well, it wasn't Taiwan, and it wasn't China.
Well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And basically he says it's possible, he says that if you look at history, this is a direct quote, if you look at the history of war, there are plenty of wars out of accidents, out of inadvertent accidents, and so forth. So obviously that's something that could happen, especially when you have Chinese forces in the Taiwan Strait. You have them testing their air defenses all the time. Something can go wrong. How about this? How about one of the ships that we send our ships through the Taiwan Strait in order to continue to navigate on what we know are the high seas or
yep.
international waters?
Yep.
And something could happen there. Because remember, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Captain? They came within, 100 yards of one another? That's too close.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. You're right. Absolutely right. Okay, U.S. spies are now issuing warnings. I didn't know spies talked, but anyway, U.S. spies are now issuing warnings over the risks of doing business in China.
Well, these are, intelligence officials, basically. They're giving out these warnings to American companies if they're doing business in China because they're saying that there's an update there to a counter-espionage law that will be taking effect here very, very quickly. The bulletin was issued by the National Counterintelligence and Security Center yesterday on Friday. It says that an update to China's counter-espionage law goes into effect on July 1st, so here we are, has what they call a potential to create legal risks or uncertainty for companies doing business in China. So obviously you don't want to be under the thumb of the Chinese Communist government or be able to be, for lack of a better expression, raided or surveilled or in other ways molested basically by their government for their own political reasons.
So what did our Department of Defense say a couple days ago about the Chinese balloon?
Oh, well,
the DOD, what did they say?
They said it didn't collect any data.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was a press conference about this, too, at the Pentagon, where it seemed to be that, well, did you stop it from collecting data or did it just not collect data? And as far as I can recall, Captain, they were saying, well, you know, it just didn't collect data and it didn't send it anywhere. I mean, it's all strange, isn't it?
Well, the information that I saw to completely deter that report was the one that said not only were they collecting data, but they were collecting it using United States technology in those two containers that were being lifted around by the balloon. Now, we now know that U.S. officials are refusing to share with anybody what the Chinese spy balloons actually found.
Exactly. So I'm wondering, you know, what it is that they really are trying to hide. I mean, I think it's safe to say that it vacuumed up all kinds of stuff. And yes, a lot of, I think they were very surprised, by the way, to find out that there was a lot of sort of, for lack of a better expression, off the shelf U.S. type equipment that was there. That's also very significant.
Well,
but yeah, they would have vacuumed all this stuff up and they sorted it all out later. That's the way they do it.
They flew over, missile silos, bases, installations, a launch site for one of our outer space deals. They flew over all that sort of stuff. So they got whatever it was they flew over, they got pictures and data on. Maybe even radio transmissions for all we know.
Well, sure. And this is incredibly important. I mean, just flip the script. What happens if we floated a balloon? I mean, really float a balloon over China and all over their sensitive installations, or they would have shot it down in a heartbeat, and they would have claimed that this is some kind of act of war. It's just that simple.
Okay, well, a couple things here. First of all, the Michigan House passed a bill that could make using wrong pronouns a felony, as fineable up to $10,000.
That's right. They recently passed this in Michigan, Michigan State House of Representatives. It's HB 4474, if you like to look it up, or we'll find out more about it. It criminalizes causing someone to feel threatened by words. And, of course, also this has to do with the so-called misgendering of somebody. This is pretty significant because I think it's going to be very hard to define exactly what that means, and exactly the circumstances. And, is this enforceable, in some kind of reasonable, fashion that would be even handed? I just don't think so.
I don't know. And by the way, folks, when we do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up, we're also going to remind you that, during the peak week of air travel here, the 4th of July, you'd better call ahead. You better verify your flight because it is really, really screwed up on some of these big airports. And Chicago was a problem after we heard about everything on the East Coast, and all of a sudden Chicago became a problem. So you need to check and verify that you've actually got a plane going up in the air. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a weekend edition here coming up. Truckers Highway and Byway Report will tell you what's going on out there.
Tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We'll be right back. That's Rare Earth from back in the day, and that was live in concert somewhere, and they had their band all set up there. They played a little classical piece beforehand, and Kyle, I remember that one.
Yeah, that's cool. Rare Earth, absolutely.
Yep. Remember the band of the time, band of the back in the day. We all loved dancing to it and singing to it. All right. I'll take it away out there because you got a lot of hot weather, and there's some rain in the mountains, looks like, or flooding, I guess.
It very well could be. That's right. We're looking, of course, mostly at the heat, and, of course, a lot of times that can cause the flooding because you've got also some of that snow melt that's still going on, so that can have an impact on it as well. But we certainly do have very high heat warnings, excessive heat warnings running from southern Arizona. This is going to go on up into a little bit, of course, north of Phoenix, up near Camp Verde, up near Stona. The arts are south of Flagstaff right now, but they do transfer all the way over Baghdad. There's actually a place called Baghdad, but it's not spelled the same way as the other Baghdad, but over towards Kingman, Dolan Springs, Needles, Lake Havasu City, Parker, Arizona. You got a lot going on there with the heat. Also, the high desert is Southern California. These heat warnings, of course, are going to stay in effect at least until Monday, so this is all through the 4th of July weekend, folks. Central Valley, same story. Up near Reno, also same story as well as we run through the 4th of July weekend. Southern Oregon has a heat advisory going on, and they've got fire weather warnings. This is going to be in northern parts of northern Oregon all the way up through central and eastern Washington, including Spokane. So be careful with that. In terms of the rain we saw last hour, it's dissipated a little bit, but if you're around Clayton in New Mexico right now, heading over towards Texas or Oklahoma, you definitely got rain in that area, so be careful out there.
Well, you know, when we come over here to the east, we really don't have much to say until you get into east of Oklahoma and east Texas. Now, from southeast Oklahoma down to Joplin, Missouri, and Arkansas, and going on down to the Gulf of Mexico, straight down to Houston, over to Corpus Christi, you're going to have high heat, high temperatures. There'll be a little bit of a mixture of thunderstorms and rain throughout some of those areas. Not very many, though. It's going to be dry and high and really hot. Now, it's going to get hotter over around the Mississippi River, Memphis, Tennessee, straight on down south, all the way to New Orleans. Temperatures will probably be in the hundreds all the way up, all the way down. Over in Mississippi, hundreds everywhere that you can spot. The entire state of Mississippi is solid red, not for a fire watch, but for high heat temperatures. And then half of Alabama, the western half of Alabama, is scorched up for high temperatures. And you've also got 90-95 degree weather all the way over into Georgia, the panhandle of Florida. Down here where I'm at, the next 3 days, temperatures will be in the high 90s, may even be higher than that. Tennessee, over towards Nashville, you'll have some real scorching hot temperatures as well. The smuts, as I like to call it, is up there in the north, the smoke coming across the Canadian border. The upper peninsula of Michigan, there is some rain up there, but it's not helping much. And Michigan itself, Indiana, the lower portion of Indiana, to include Indianapolis down into northern Kentucky, from Toledo, Ohio, across to Erie, Pennsylvania, and then Pennsylvania, the western part, all the way over to Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, and then on down the line from Wilkes-Barre, Scranton to near Philadelphia, Allentown, heavy, dense smoke areas there. Eastern New York, I-87 from New York and Long Island and the northern part of Jersey, all the way up to the Canadian border in Quebec, Vermont, over there. The coastline tonight of Maine is getting smoke. How about that? And Long Island, you're going to possibly get a little bit of rain, possibly, but you're also going to have the smoke to contend with over there. And then there's some scattered along the eastern seaboard here and there, not a lot. But, Kyle, that's what we got for the weather. Tell us about the pilot and Flying J that brings us the Truckers Highway and Viber Report.
All right, folks, check out Pilot Flying J Travel Centers at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You're going to find all kinds of great information about them, about their amenities, also their locations. They have a locations function there that's real easy to use. You definitely want to make use of that as you plan your trip. If you're trucking across America or if you're using your RV and going out to see maybe those national parks or the other sites to see across the highways and byways, that's pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com in here. Good morning to you. Oh, she was there. I don't see her now. Okay, we just lost her. Okay. Well, anyway, she'll be back here in a minute, I think. We'll see. All right, there we go. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us.
Good morning.
Yep, a disappearing telephone. We have that trick every now and then, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, we're going to talk at length about the decisions made by the Supreme Court yesterday, obviously. But there was one that's not being talked about, and that was the abortion law that was struck down yesterday over in, I believe it was Indiana. And the Supreme Court there said they upheld, let's see, where is it here? They upheld the state abortion law there. Nobody said a word about that.
That wouldn't have come out of the U.S. Supreme Court.
No, but it was just something to add to the pain that the poor liberals are suffering.
Well, I certainly didn't hear about it, but it didn't come out of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. No, no. But here's one for you. The law students at Boston College are being offered therapy and wellness resources after the recent Supreme Court decisions. Poor babies.
Well, and that's going to tell you that these law schools have been, I don't know how to put it. They have just been giving up so much for these students. I mean, most of them don't even have to take the LSATs test anymore.
Nope.
So, I mean, we got problems with law students.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back with more. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, will be back with us, and Kyle Warren on the other side of the break. We've got news and all that great stuff coming from your local station, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back in a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.